You, my name is Lester Kivett. I hope you are warm, dry, and safe wherever you are, or if you are on the road and you see something that may be of interest to us, you can call in on the open line 021-446-0567. Drop me that WhatsApp 072-567-0567. Now, Durbanville residents are accusing the city of Cape Town of blocking attempts for them to lock their wheelie bins to fit locking devices on them. The city says the installation of any form of locking devices on wheelie bins or any alterations is illegal, and that people found to have put locking mechanisms on them, they would be liable to pay for a new bin. Why has it reached this point? Well, because Durbanville residents say that homeless people have been opening bins, and when they put the refuse up, there is a big mess that is made. I am very much an advocate for creating relationships with waste reclaimers, people who are looking for something small that they can salvage from our waste, and starting that conversation with them so that we prevent issues of disunity, you know, within our communities. Homeless people are as much part of our community as anyone else. But I also appreciate the level of courtesy that is needed amongst all people to get this right. Morne Joseph is of the Friends of Durbanville organization. Morne, thank you so much for coming on to the show with us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning, Lester. Thanks for having me on your show.
I fully appreciate that if people want to start relationships and say and tell people, you know, we understand that you're just looking for something small, something you can salvage, but please don't make a mess. And if people do make a mess, understand the frustrations of community members and residents. What is the experience of you there in Durbanville and some of the people part of your organization?
You see, Lester, the bin locks, originally it was created for baboon-affected areas to manage the waste and to, you know, not dirty the area of all the waste that's lying around. And from there, it spiraled down into the communities where the community saw the value. With these bin locks, our bins can actually be properly locked on the day of bin collection day. And instead of wastage and refuse lying around, this bin can be locked, and from your house, it can be neatly going into the rubbish truck, and from there leave the area. With all these locks, what we have encountered is a lot of wastage, you know, the area being dirty, the area being left unclean because of people scratching in the bins, etc.
I don't mind, personally, and this is from my point of view, and I can totally understand and empathize with the frustrations of people, you know, who have to pick up the refuge after they come back from work and it's strewn all over the place. And I totally empathize with that. But I've taken the concerted effort, Morne, to engage with people in my community. On a Wednesday, when I take my bin out and I see people, I start conversations and I say, I see you. Hi, my name's Lester. And I understand you're looking for something small, but please keep it neat, and I don't mind you doing what you need to do. Have those engagements been made, or attempts to reach a compromise with people who have to go through refuge, to, you know, just to eke out something small for them?
Yeah, you see, you get your pro and you get your anti, bin scratching people and stuff like that. But the point that I want to make here with regarding this bin locks, we are aware that the city of Cape Town are planning or put a ban on the bin locks because it interfere with the operational mechanisms and the rubble on the rubble collection day. So when it comes to allowing people scratching in your bins, it boils down to, you can say, you know, giving irresponsibly. Because what the other thing that we want to focus on is just giving responsibly, and these locks eventually also boils down to, does it help the community to give responsibly? You know, we don't mind. Everybody have their own opinion and their own thinking of, you know what, I want to leave a warm parcel of food on this bin this morning for somebody that doesn't need anything. We are well aware that how the waste and how the refuse are lying all over the show in the community is because of people scratching in the bins. Mm. But we are also cognizant to the fact that they are humans like you and I.
Yeah.
They want something small to survive. But then you have the communities that are very safety orientated. But these communities, they speak amongst themselves and they arrange that, guys, let's get these locks. These locks prevent a lot of traffic in the area. Traffic meaning, you know, people coming through, people scratching in the bins, etc., etc. Yeah, so eventually the locks help with hygiene issues as well, because with the refuse lying around, the waste collector eventually have to pick it up himself, or you as the homeowner have to pick it up yourself, and where it can go straight from the bin into the refuse trucks.
Morning, stay on the line. Julian in Greenpoint wants to comment on this. Good morning, Julian. How are you?
Morning. Fine, thanks. And you, I hope, as well.
I'm good, thank you.
I'm still get flyers or adverts for various of these locking gadgets in my letterbox, and all of them, no matter how much they cost or what wonderful properties they claim to have, all say that they're approved by City Council and that they're compatible with the rubbish trucks that City Council used. I know people in our area who have them, and apparently they're gravity activated, so as your bin gets lifted up and flipped over by the truck's mechanism, they automatically unlock, dumps the rubbish into the truck, and then relock when the bin hits the ground again.
Okay, interesting.
I've also noticed now with the lockdown for the past year or so, a lot of people don't put their bins out. They wait until they hear the truck, and then they come out with their bin, let the truck collect the rubbish and take their bin straight inside to avoid the mess. I'm sure you have some very considerate bin pickers, but you definitely have others who just throw stuff, and I come out to find a mound of rubbish around my bin.
I appreciate that, Julian. Thanks so much. We had approached City of Cape Town Waste Management to comment on this issue, Amone, and they had sent us simply a very short message saying that the city will be issuing a clarification on the departmental memo issued to address the concerns raised to date. It must be noted that the Waste Management Bylaw of 2009 clearly states that the installation of locks and other, that are locks on council-owned bins is not permitted. What happens at communal blocks, Mornay? What happens at where people chain their block, the bins to gates and fences? And also, whose responsibility would it be to unlock these bins?
Lester, as you say there, that's also a big question to me, because in some areas, as you've mentioned, their rubbish bins are chained to concrete blocks. And who opens that? Who damages? I'm sure the people who chain it to the concrete blocks or to the gates have to make holes and have to run chains through it. And that is also damaging of the bins. But as the caller just said now on the line, these locks are so compatible that it doesn't really interfere with any operational mechanisms of the of these lorries and of the City of Cape Town. I really can't say why the ban is, why they want to ban this thing, but what I can say is these locks really work on these bins. Saying that, I also want to mention to you, a few weeks ago, Friends of Durbanville, NPO in Durbanville, cleaned up rubbish that were lying all over public spaces, and they cleaned up over 100, and they filled over 160 bags of refuse, and that was clearly wastage that were lying around.
Mona, I completely empathize with residents who have issues. I've always taken the stance of creating relationships, creating relationships with people who are homeless helps. And that creating this conversation of I see you and therefore you know me and therefore there's a level of courtesy. I totally appreciate when there is not. And you have to clean up, you know, when you come back from work and your rubbish is strewn all over your driveway. But I want to know, has there been, as an organizational tool, approaching communities, approaching organizations. Let's start a dialogue with homeless people in our particular community, so that there is a level of courtesy between two groups.
Yeah, in Durban specifically, what Friends of Durban will also do, they also facilitate the relationship, as you've mentioned now, between the guy on the street and helping him to educate him and helping him or asking him for information when it comes to issues and happening on the ground. I always used to say that the person on the ground that is walking around in your neighborhood can be your best source of information when it comes to opportunistic criminal activities. Mm. When the criminals blend in with the guys scratching in the bins, etc., etc. Mm. So your legit okie that is walking around there, that is looking for food, might be your best source of information. But the relationship that you're talking about now, yes, there are ongoing programs in Durbanville where we try to facilitate and educate these guys. Mm. You get your odd meneer and mevrou that will say that are happy with people going through their bins.
Yeah.
But then you've got the people that look at the angle of crime that are not happy with through their bins. So you've got to respect both opinions.
And no community is a monolith. No community has one single opinion on this. But I want to bring in Lindsay on the line. Lindsay, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Your conversation is very interesting. I just want to point out that I have just moved down from Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And Johannesburg was in a terrible state. But they have now organized an organization called the Wastepreneurs, where these people who collect the recyclable stuff out of the bins have depots where they can recycle and sell their recycled stuff. And this is supported by the Johannesburg municipality. So they are actually saving the municipality from an enormous amount of time and money, because they are collecting the recyclables and they have the depots, and then whoever collects the paper comes there, and the glass and the plastic and all of this. And they've got these people with their great big trolleys and enormous bags, and they walk in the streets. And we all, in Johannesburg, everybody knows
about
these
people. No, you are right.
And we take care if we see the man with his great big salt trolley and he's on his way to wherever his local depot is or wherever this collection area is. And there's never a mess around the bin.
Lindsay, there is statistics that come out of Wits University that says that 80% of recyclable goods are actually collected by waste reclaimers and actually contribute more to a recycling effort than many of our households do. But thank you so much for the call. Morne Joseph, PR for the Friends of Durbanville organization, thank you so much for your call. Melanie in Fishhook, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Lester. I'm fine, and you?
I'm very good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay. I know this conversation, my ears pricked up at the beginning when with the city of Cape Town stating it's illegal to modify your bins to lock them. I know your focus is on the bin pickers and the street people and whatnot, but I just want to, slightly different angle, my ears pricked up because in my neighborhood we took to modifying our bins to lock them because of the baboon issue.
Yeah.
Because the city of Cape Town does not supply baboon-proof bins.
And those are city of Cape Town property?
Yes, supplied bins.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it was in April this year, there was a conversation on Cape Talk. Don't recall which show it was on, that city of Cape Town have actually gone into Komiki, Simonstown, Murdoch Valley, surrounding areas to my area, and removed baboon-proof bins, saying that the baboons are no longer an issue. They are an issue, and we have locked our bins just by drilling to, again, our neighborhood is just drilling two
according
holes
to the city of Cape Town,
according
to the city of Cape Town bylaw of 2009, they say that if you are found with a bin that has a lock device and it is a council issued bin, you could then be liable for the replacement of it. That's just part of the circular that they sent to us.
Then they must supply us with the bins that we need. And why did they remove the few existing baboon-proof bins that were issued years ago when they had stock? Why were those removed from the areas when they were still serving a purpose? Mm. And now they're saying, you know, okay, we've problem solved. The city of Cape Town aren't helping us out. Mm. I can tell you that the baboons make a bigger mess than the bin pickers.
Melanie and Fishrick, thank you so much for joining us. We'll continue this conversation just after Eyewitness.